KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 48 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today and a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, the Creston Police Department this morning reports 33-year-old Christina Marie McDonald of Creston was arrested Thursday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. McDonald was cited and then released on a summons to appear in court. And a Creston man reported to police Wednesday morning that someone had forcibly entered his garage, which was located in the 500 block of South Oak Street. The man said various tools, a cordless drill, a tool belt, and multimeter, along with a Smith & Wesson 9mm pistol, had been stolen. The loss was estimated at $1,000 altogether. The Guthrie County Fair is underway through Monday in Guthrie Center, and as with other county fairs, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the fair board earlier this summer made the difficult decision to drastically scale back the 2020 fair. And although the fair is not to be a full-scale production like it has been in the past, there will be livestock shows, camping, and some grandstand entertainment. There is no carnival, though, and the Art and Ag Hall will be closed. The new static building will be open intermittently. Now, the static showcase in the new 4-H and FFA Education Center takes place from 4:30 until 7 p.m. today through on Sunday. And you're invited to stop out and check out members' static projects in the new building itself. All precautions will be taken to keep visitors safe and healthy during their visit. The Fair Board asks that you wash your hands frequently, though. Use the sanitizer stations and practice social distancing. The schedule includes this evening at the Grandstand a rodeo, Saturday dog trials at the horse arena, chainsaw artist, and Saturday evening there's the figure eight races at the Grandstand. Sunday's activities at the Guthrie County Fair include a bags tournament, dogs trial at the horse arena, and nag races during the evening at the Grandstand. The 4-H and FFA livestock shows will be on Facebook Live during the fair through September the 7th, the Guthrie County Fair page. The show schedule includes today the dog show at 4 o'clock, tomorrow swine show, then pet show and rabbit show. On Sunday, the junior feeder and cow-calf pens and lead dairy cattle show. On Monday, there will be the horse show at 9 o'clock. For more information, you could go to the GuthrieCountyFair.com on the web or follow Guthrie County Fair on Facebook. The latest version of the U.S. Drought Monitor shows an expanding area of extreme drought in western and central Iowa. The conditions mean pastures are dry. Producers are sometimes forced to sell cattle. Crops are tested for toxins, and crops may have a pest infestation. In addition, seasonal allergies, if you haven't already noticed, are worse. Farmers get stressed about the high feed prices. Trees drop their leaves, and warm water leads to fish kills. Also, stream beds, as you may have noticed locally, are low to dry. Parts of northwest, central, and southwest Iowa are categorized as being in a severe drought, while other parts of the state are in a moderate drought or are abnormally dry. No part of the state has escaped the drought conditions. Unfortunately, little rain is forecast over the next 5 days, at least that would have any sort of impact on the drought conditions. Well, the Iowa Department of Public Health this morning reports that there have been three additional deaths to COVID-19 statewide since 10 a.m. on Thursday, for a total of 1,137, and 893 additional positive cases for a total of 67,962. Persons with pre-existing medical conditions made up for 798 of the total deaths, and 609 of the deaths have taken place at a long-term care facility since the beginning of the outbreak. There have also been a total of nearly 49,000 people who have recovered from the virus, and nearly 6,500 people or additional negative test results were returned on Thursday, for a total of 584,141 since the testing began. A total of 653,322 individuals have been tested for COVID-19. The combined 14-day positivity rate is at 11.2%. Now, here in the KJAN listening area, Cass County picked up three more positive COVID-19 cases for a total of 116. There was one more case each in Adams and Shelby counties for a 23 total and 220, respectively. Nine more cases were reported in Pottawatomie County, and there are two more cases in Harrison County. You can see the county-by-county breakdown on the number of cases, the number of people recovered, and the deaths, if any, in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The IDPH said there are 317 Iowans hospitalized with coronavirus, which is six less than yesterday. 87 patients are in intensive care. There were 10 less patients admitted to a hospital, for a total of 41, and 41 patients who remained on a ventilator. In western and southwest Iowa hospitals, eight patients are in those facilities with COVID-19. Five are in an ICU. One person was admitted to an area hospital over nearly the past 24 hours, and three patients now are on ventilators. And finally, long-term care outbreaks remain at 29. The IDPH reports 797 positive cases, which is 52 less than yesterday, and 373 recoveries compared to 364 on Thursday within those same facilities. All test Iowa sites, including clinic sites, will be closed this coming Monday, September 7th, for the Labor Day holiday. According to Governor Kim Reynolds' office, the sites will be open for, or rather reopened for testing, according to their regular schedules, beginning on Tuesday. Persons who want to be tested for COVID-19 at any site must first complete the online assessment at testiowa.com. You'll then be directed to schedule an appointment. Locations and hours of operation for all test sites can be found at testiowa.com also, or at coronavirus.iowa.gov. The spokeswoman for the Iowa Department of Public Health, who was fired in July during the coronavirus pandemic, is now suing the state and the governor. Polly Carver Kim, a former journalist, said she was forced out because she tried to provide information about COVID-19 to the media and thus to the public. Tom Duff, the West Des Moines lawyer representing Carver Kim, said the suit has multiple sections.
It alleges a violation of the state whistleblower law and alleges that the stripping or removing of Polly's duties and the stifling of information by the Reynolds administration amounts to mismanagement, abuse of authority, and in the midst of an ongoing state pandemic, a danger to public health and safety.
Carver Kim has also filed claims with the State Appeal Board against the state of Iowa, Governor Reynolds, and Reynolds Communications Director Pat Garrett. Those claims allege that she was illegally terminated because of her persistent efforts to comply with Iowa's open records law, that her firing violates public policy, and violates her free speech rights under the Iowa Constitution.
During my nearly 13 years at the Iowa Department of Public Health, I never had a negative job review, and I was never removed from a project. That all changed just days after the governor's office became involved. From that point on, I was systematically cut out of the COVID-19 response, beginning with being removed from responding to media requests.
She said the only explanation she ever received was that she was not a team player and that her actions were causing friction with the governor's staff.
And at the time of my termination, I was told the department was restructuring. At the time of my firing, there were five people doing the job I used to do by myself. That's not restructuring. That's a systematic and deliberate effort to thwart open communication.
During a video news conference on Thursday morning, Carver Kim was asked by a reporter if she thought the public has all the information it needs regarding the pandemic.
I do believe very strongly in the Iowa Department of Public Health and that it has the public's best interests. The governor's office chose to use the information that it was presented in the way that would best serve the governor's agenda and needs.
Carver Kim was a longtime reporter and morning talk show host at a Des Moines radio station before she was hired at Public Health in 2007. And Governor Kim Reynolds signed a proclamation as required by Iowa law directing the general election on November the 3rd. Include the question of whether to call a constitutional convention to propose amendments to the Iowa Constitution. Iowa's Constitution requires every 10 years the people of the state vote in the general election on whether to call a constitutional convention. If a majority approves of calling that convention, the next General Assembly would be required to enact a process for electing delegates to the convention and for submitting any constitutional amendments proposed by the convention for ratification by the people of Iowa. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.